Welcome to the Spoutcast, where we spout off the news to those who drink from the well. I'm Christian Warren, and alongside me is Sarah Wells. And joining us for, I guess, the fourth time now is...
I need no introduction.
...is my new friend...
Jane
Fancy
Fawcett.
Foot...
No, it's not the feet, Christian. It's Fancy Lady.
Fancy Lady Fawcett. Now, Megan came down with the flu, I believe, and so she is not here. Or somebody got the flu up at Hume Lake
and something happened.
But we got our...
It sounds like she made up an excuse, but really, it's the truth. She's up at Hume and everyone's sick.
Right. And so we brought in Jane to kind of join us for the show today. Jane,
I'm
welcome.
Sound a little creepy.
Hey, if you just heard some music, this week's music is from a band called Isley. And Isley was just at Neighborhood Thrift, and so I was going to go to the show. The wedding I was at ended a little bit late, but I was going to go to the show, and I've been listening to them this past week, just kind of catching up on some Isley jams. So we got some Isley. We've also got some sermon feedback. This past week, we started the Anatomy of a Disciple series, and so... You'll be hearing from us on Brad's first message on that. Also, we've got some news with Kevin Tinkin. And Jane will be sticking around for that as well.
I'm so news-alicious.
That's right. We will also be interviewing Jared Rumley. We'll be talking a bit about the one-year anniversary of the Clovis campus.
Woo-hoo!
And kind of what his role is at the Clovis campus. We'll also be doing a one and why about what our favorite movie is and why, and reading some of your...
Our favorite movie this summer.
This summer and why, and we'll be reading some of your emails
Have we ever done favorite movie, period?
No, we got to do it. No.
That's such
we do a lot of movies
spectrum.
Ones. I like How movies. That's why that? We do a lot of movie okay. ones. And then we'll close out the show with some announcements, and you guys will continue to listen to some more Isley, but... It's good to be back, guys. We took a week off last week.
I missed us last week.
I was really sad you guys didn't have one last week.
Yeah, so were a lot of people.
The normal blue dot on my iTunes didn't come up, and it just, this little tear dropped out.
I'm sure a little tear dropped down your face.
It did.
Well, it was sad, but I had a good day off. You know, it was a good day off. So I'm excited to be back, and I'm excited for the show, and I'm excited for some sermon feedback. Which is coming up next. You guys see that transition?
Yeah, but can I ask you a question?
What?
Why take Labor Day off and you didn't take Fourth of July off? Because I was here for 4th of July.
Well, I don't like America. I don't like America, but I do like taking labor off. So that is why. I needed a break.
You
all right, guys?
You need to not say that you don't like America on the air. You could be like...
I like America. All right.
SWAT teams
could
run in
you
here
a terrorist.
And kill you.
All right. Up next is some sermon discussion. Enjoy some Isley, and we will return.
It's this in-between stage of what it means for us to grow in Christ as he's called us and yet fight sin in our lives. And it seems to me that even a casual view of the scriptures would assume that spiritual maturity is expected. Do you see that? Would you agree with that? Spiritual maturity is expected. That we who claim to be followers of Christ would not be next year in the same state as we were a couple years ago. The problem is nobody likes talking about that.
That was a clip from Brad Bell. And if you guys were at church this past weekend, you heard the sermon on the whole kind of anatomy of a disciple and kind of where this church is heading and the changes from the 7 to now the 8. But we don't really call it the 8.
You can't call it the 8.
We're going to call it the anatomy of a disciple. I'm helping people along.
Okay.
All right. And so joining us for this sermon discussion is our dear friend Kevin Tinkin. Kevin, you doing well?
Yeah, it's weird because Brad actually left that exact same... clip on my answer machine. I felt a little convicted. I thought that was just for me.
No. This was, he also said it at the service this
past
Sunday.
You still have an answering machine?
I got it. It's a reel-to-reel.
Yeah. It's out of tape. He rewinds it and fast forwards. So, this past Sunday, Brad really set up a series that's going to go on probably for the next 5 weeks, just going through what the 8 characteristics of a follower of Christ are, and they've come up with 8 based upon scripture, and our spiritual formation team has really reworked the 7 to really define, here's what a follower of Christ looks like. And so over the next few weeks, they're going to be going through these few different rings that you may have seen this past Sunday, but first ring, humbly submitted, and then out into biblically formed, and then you'll hear kind of a package deal with 3 of them after that. Make sense?
Mm-hmm. Total sense.
Okay. So, which is why next week, we're going to get Chris Hensley on the show to explain a bit of the art panels that are out there to kind of explain what do these things mean and whatnot. But spiritual formation is this new push we are having at the Well. And mm-hmm. with that, starting with the anatomy of a disciple that Brad kind of did an overview of, what jumped out to you guys yesterday? What stuck out? Anything really or not at all? This is the worst sermon he's ever given.
It was the worst sermon ever.
No, I thought it was great.
I think it's great because it's so easy to do church and say the right words and do the right things and be involved in the right ministries and be involved in life groups and kind of regurgitate what the sermon was. But it's a whole different aspect to let it actually change you and actually become a disciple of Christ. And it does start, if you heard it yesterday, it starts with being humbly submitted. And right. I love that it starts at the heart, because it's so easy to do the Christian life and be completely unaffected and to allow yourself not to grow and not challenge yourself and not be affected by the word. And I like that this is going to be challenging that and challenging others to think through your spiritual walk.
Right. And I don't think Brad really mentioned this yesterday, but there's this idea that Paul talks a lot about in his books. He calls a lot of the churches the spiritual babies, basically. And really telling them, look, it's time to start growing in your faith. It's time to start living out what you actually believe. It's time to start actually being a disciple. And I just felt like it was this call to the Well as a whole. Look, it's time to stop coming to church and just feeding off kind of the Well, and just the Well is this one stop shop that you go to every week to check your I went to church box. Mm-hmm. And it's time to start changing your life to be a disciple. Because really, what's the point of coming to church if you're not kind of moving towards always being a disciple? And I just felt like Brad was really firm and strong in his words yesterday. He really wanted to come across as, look, like we are changing as a church altogether with spiritual formation, and we're tired of kind of us as a church, he didn't use this language, but us as a church being spiritual babies. It's time to move towards spiritual formation. It's time to move towards becoming a disciple and these characteristics of a disciple. And I just like that our church is moving in that direction. And I really feel like we've even staffed the church to move in that direction. And we are even doing a major life group push to move in that direction as well, which I'm excited about, because as Kevin shared with us a couple weeks ago, just this has been kind of the cry of Brad's heart that you mentioned a couple weeks ago. And this is really a great push for the Well in general. And this anatomy of a disciple, I think, is really going to set up following series to come, life groups to come as well, which I'm excited about. Jane, were you at church yesterday?
Yeah, I was.
And what stuck out to you, Jane?
I mean, it's not completely directly related, but I like that it's giving the person the responsibility to grow in their faith, not we're going to give you this 10-step program and then you're going to, it's all because of us, we're going to make you a better Christian.
Right.
But really, it's like, this is your choice, this is your life, and it's your responsibility to do what you need to do to be all of what the anatomy looks like and get involved. And it's just more on the person than
totally. And I feel like with the 7, no diss to the 7 in the past, but there was language like being biblically measured, which really to some people could be like, well, my discipleship, who I am as a disciple is measured by how much I read my Bible. When really that's not the case at all. It's scripture calls us to be biblically formed, not biblically measured, not in the case of, well, if I read my Bible 10 times this week, well, then I'm a better disciple. Mm-hmm. Or same with, you know, passionately committed to Christ. How committed am I to Christ? Well, that's not the case. It's really, am I submitted to Christ? Am I submitted to Christ like Christ is submitted to his Father, you know? And so I love the language shift. You're going to see a lot of the same wordings, like in the 7, there was what?
Relationally healthy.
No, but what was the old one?
Healthy family and relationships.
Healthy families. But really, like Kevin has a family, okay? Yeah. I have a wife, and you guys have
each other. Jane's my family.
And so,
oh, Christian, good correlation. I like it.
I'm just, you know, I'm being truthful and honest. There's people that go to our church that don't have a direct family. I don't even have kids.
We're not married, okay?
Yeah, okay, we're look, single. I'm not,
Kevin.
And well, ready family, to mingle.
When they're referring to family, I think they talk about, you know, just like kind of your circle of influence, you know?
Right.
Do you have a healthy relationship with those people around you? And I mean, I'll throw it out there. I feel very blessed. I have a lot of good friends.
Right.
That I feel like I can go to you know, I can kind of say, you know, some people are push a little bit more than the others against, you know, me. You know, if they
totally
see something, they'll call me out. I've got people that'll call me out a little bit. They got a shorter fuse than other people.
For sure, which is why I think using the term relationally healthy is better instead
right.
of, hey, you should have a healthy family.
Right.
Because then it doesn't put it on your friends.
Right. Well, at the same time, too, I mean, it is important, especially if you're a church leader, that you do have control of that family.
Oh,
you know,
yeah,
if you are
absolutely.
Married and all that stuff. But yeah, I like to change. Because for me, there has been millions of times, maybe even billions.
Bazillion.
I don't know if I believe you, Kevin.
No. There's been so many times where there's been hard times in my life. You know, right now I feel like I'm kind of in a rough patch a little bit.
Right.
And to have people around me and to have healthy relationships around me to where, you know, I may be slumping in this one area or I may be going through this, but to have that around me that I you know, that I have a positive influence of people that are you know, at least committed to God and that are at least in that attempt.
Right.
To be Christ-like, you know, and they're probably blowing it just like the rest of us, but they're trying and they're able to kind of lift me up. And if I didn't have those relationships, I'm not sure what my walk would look like. I'm not sure where I would be at if I didn't have those people around me to lift me up. So I like it.
Yeah, and what's cool about the new even look as far as the images that you'll see on the screen is that really the anatomy kind of is this ring of circles that works its way out. And so, Sarah, you mentioned the first ring is being humbly submitted. Instead of it looking like a bullseye, it's less of a bullseye because bullseye means you have to hit the target.
Mm-hmm.
Well, yes, you want to hit the center in this thing, but really it doesn't, they're all equally as important, you know? But it starts with being humbly submitted.
I challenge you on that.
They're not all equally as important.
Okay.
Humbly submitted is the most Ooh. Important, but not
the core.
The core. They all make up. Sorry, that was bad language, but I just went with it and then I got corrected. Jeez.
I wanted to make sure that people
totally.
Knew.
Wait,
you know what this seems? It seems like you guys have a pretty healthy relationship.
Yeah, you guys
we handle conflict.
But
it
starts at the core of being humbly submitted, and then it moves out into the next ring of being biblically formed, mm-hmm. and then biblically formed. Once you've become biblically formed, then it kind of moves out into the next ring, and then that ring. Which is, I believe, the will of God, and then the
areas of your will,
the areas of your will, and then uh-huh. the one outside of that. I forget what Brad
is
said.
Is your compassions?
There you go. See, I'm awful.
I like
no,
that.
I've just looked at it.
It starts with you, who you are inside, and then you get to bless people. Like it
right.
moves outward to mm-hmm. community, and it's not so selfwardly, inwardly focused.
Did you guys?
All right.
Oh my
gosh. Go ahead, Christian.
I'm
yeah, go ahead.
This is awful. Did you happen to see the worship background from yesterday?
Yeah, I didn't have my glasses on.
It's a body.
It's a body, but it was focused on the inwards of the heart.
And
I thought
it was
cool
in
the
lungs.
Blurry
right,
way.
And I don't know who necessarily designed it, but it was cool. And you may have seen it at WSM last night. You were behind the screen, so you may not have seen it.
I seen it. I was next to the Holy of Holies, which is the projector.
Right, and so it was this
so
really
you
cool.
Felt it.
Yeah,
you
it was this really cool image of
eyes.
Starting with the heart mm-hmm. and really moving then into the mind, which we'll talk about here in the next couple weeks. But I'm just excited for this whole process and really for us to focus on being humbly submitted first and mm-hmm. foremost.
And I think, sorry, my last thing. We do push like groups and teams a lot, which are so important.
Right.
But I think it'd be easy to get in a group and a team and not even address your heart because
totally.
Like you're with people and I'm doing what they told me. I'm in groups and teams, but remember it all starts internally. And just because you're in a group doesn't mean like, check, did the church thing, did the spiritual thing, like, no, how much time are you spending with the Lord? How much time are you spending in your word? And it.
Well, and what's your fruit look like, too? You know?
Yeah,
I mean,
totally.
I played drums for this winter camp for high school kids, and I remember the analogy that the guy drew was you would never see he was talking about abiding in the vine and branches and
gotcha.
Et cetera. And he would say you'd never actually see a leaf or like a branch jump off of the deal and walk away and go grab a grape and then come back and attach itself back to the vine. Like you would right. never see that. It's all, it comes from inside. And I think,
comes within the roots of it.
Yeah. And yeah. As I don't know, idiots that we are, you know, trying to be church people. I think a lot of times we attempt to go get grapes as opposed to just trying to change inside and whatnot. I don't know. I feel like I'm, I don't know what I'm saying.
No, that was no, good. Right? No,
totally,
great
totally.
Things.
And
affirmation.
You like me?
We just love bombed you.
So that's why I'm excited for these next coming weeks. If you miss this sermon, it really sets up the rest of the series. It also sets up really the push at the well to be involved in a life group right now, because we're starting out with this thing called the primer, which really sets the foundation for life groups in the future. And I'm excited for the primer. If you're not involved in a life group, you need to be involved in a life group, and you need to be really going through this primer. And the primer at sections of it goes through the anatomy of a disciple, but it really, the primer is really to get back to the roots of why we started life group in general, mm-hmm. set the foundation for a life group in general, which I'm really excited about as well. So if you didn't check out this message, check it out. It's really good. And I'm excited to hear the next couple of weeks. And I'm excited to hear the core of why the anatomy of a disciple is important, and the core of it being humbly submitted.
If I could just throw something out there, since we're talking about life groups, and we're going to throw it out there. I just want to challenge everybody that's out there that's listening. If you're going to get into life, get into a life group. I'm going to say that first. But commit to it. Get into it and open yourself up and talk about your junk and be open to other people talking about it. Because I would hate to see people getting involved in life groups and just sit there and wait for stuff to happen to me.
Right.
You know, and not open up and share life and do life together. I know I've been in life groups where I didn't open up versus life groups where I did. And I mean, it's black and white.
Yeah, totally. So you heard it here. Get involved in a life group. Beyond that, Kevin, you going to stick around for some news?
Yes.
All right. Up next, we'll have some news with Kevin Tinkin. Enjoy some Isley as well.
And now the news with Kevin, Christian, Sarah, and Megan.
Okay, I recognize you heard the intro segment. It said Megan. Obviously, Megan's not here. I'm too lazy to fix it. Jane is here. Jane
still
Fancy
here,
feet
guys.
Is here.
I'm not Fancy feet. Feet. No, she
well,
does not.
Well, your
have
feet
fancy
are
Jane.
All over our table, Jane.
Touche.
All right.
What should we say?
Jane, fancy
I'm,
feet.
I'm a
faucet.
Fancy lady, Kevin.
Fancy lady.
I'm a fancy lady.
All right.
Yes. Yes.
I apologize.
I wish you guys could be in the room right now, because Kevin has this T-shirt on that literally looks like Satan is on his shirt with fire around it.
It does not look like Satan.
It's
that top fireball looks like a bunny rabbit.
It is a bunny rabbit. It's a scene out of Monty Python.
Oh.
Where the guy
it's just a flesh wound.
It's where he's describing the bunny. It's got fangs, vicious, and they go up and they see it and it's a bunny and it kills them all.
So is that a Woot shirt?
Yes.
Oh.
Some call
that
me.
That guy has like ram's horns on its head.
Yeah.
Speaking of ram's horns, remember when Kevin told us that news story about the ram's horn that got stuck in that like electrical wire?
Yes.
That was a great story.
Were you there for that day?
It was a long time ago. All right, guys.
I don't remember anything. Forget it.
He was running down a hill and got caught.
But
in the
also,
wire.
Speaking of animals,
I quartered down it.
Yeah.
I don't think I was there that day.
It was really good. Really good story. I speaking of animals, I got a great animal story here. And
here's the
tagline that kind of caught my eye, okay? when I look at news stories, I look for one that catches my eye. It says, "Woman saves dog by punching bear in face."
Yes.
They got my story? They did. I didn't know that there was someone recording.
I did hear about this.
You did hear about this?
Yes.
All right, so it says that black bears in residential neighborhoods aren't exactly unheard of in Juneau, Alaska. While many people stay inside when bears are about, one local woman says that she had a different instinct when she saw her dog was in trouble. Ooh. It started as a typical evening for 22-year-old Brooke Collins. Hey, Brooke.
Hey,
hey girl. Sup, girl.
Hey, girl. Hey.
Keep eye on your dog.
What kind of dog was it?
I don't know yet.
It's a little dog.
She said it started out as a tip. Oh, wait, I already read that part. She let her dog outside as usual, but this time she said there was a black bear outside who took hold of her. Oh, it's a dachshund fudge.
What in the world?
Dachshund
is that?
Fudge?
I think fudge is the name, okay? She said she feared for her pet's life, and in an instant, this is what boggles my mind. This is an Alaskan story. She said, in an instant, ran over and punched the bear right in the face, and the bear let it go. It was also fast, she said. All I could think about was my dog was going to die.
My poor baby. My
poor
little
fudge.
Was
it like a punch or a pound?
No, she punched.
She ran over and punched the bear in the face.
Like a
straight fist pump, like a Mike Tyson punch out punch.
A punch is a pound.
Well, she wasn't saying word up.
She wasn't like, hey, pound it, bear.
Like word up.
No.
Yeah, like I don't. Anyway.
I mean, like a raised above the head and down kind of.
No,
punch.
I think she probably pivoted and then you know. Karate punch.
Can I enter something here with this? Sarah would be really good at punching a bear because Sarah, excuse me, got a punching bag for an early birthday present.
Megan
it's in
Jade
our garage.
Got me a punching
bag.
If anybody is trying to think to come and hurt our home,
I'll kill you again.
Potentially a black bear.
I'm really disappointed that your knuckles are still like in good condition.
We tape our hands.
I have gloves.
Kevin, have you ever gotten into a fight? I feel like you were a kid who got into a fight as a kid.
I have never gotten into a real fight. I, however, have kicked a kid in the face.
With
as
cleats.
An adult?
No. What are you adding
with
stuff?
With a steel-toed boot?
Did you pour alcohol on that?
did you grab a handful of salt and throw it on him?
Yeah. No, it was...
He was a slug?
It was a kid. He was a year older than me. I was in fourth grade. He was in fifth grade. And he was just messing with me, and I just kept jump kicking in the air.
So you shoved? Oh.
like when you do the windmill, like, I'm going to do this with my arms, and if you get in the way. I was doing that, but I was jump kicking like
and
Daniel.
Just rock
kind of like a
you look like an action figure.
If your cat, and I know you love your cat, Kevin, if your cat was in danger from a black bear, what would you do?
I don't know. I think
because if your cat died, you couldn't tweet about him anymore.
I couldn't tweet about Mr. Hank.
Mr. Hank, that's his name.
Yeah.
I am a lover of Twitter. Felines as well.
He has his own Twitter.
He does. I think I would. It would depend on like I would have what I'm wearing now.
I feel like you'd come out with like a wife beater on and boxers and go, hey.
The reality would be
blew out everybody's
so
eardrums.
Yeah, I think the reality would be I'd start crying and like
no, get him, Mr. Hank,
and then I'd probably start
flailing your arms.
I would like grab my keys or something like get away.
And Mr. Hank,
like I don't know, it would probably, and tears would just be, and the bear would be like, "My bad."
Totally, that's exactly
what
he said.
Throw whatever you find, the garden hose.
I would probably, my pants would be off, and they'd just be like throwing my belt and whatnot at him.
Well, luckily in this,
take your belt off and leave your pants.
Luckily in this story, the dog was unharmed. Okay, she punched the bear in time. But I also
Fudge
have one more news story for you guys that. Like I said, I read titles, and I find them to be hysterical.
Good title pick, Christian.
So this one said, Reese Witherspoon hit by car while jogging.
Shut your face. Reese.
Reese.
She's my BFF.
I'm not a big fan of Reese Witherspoon. I don't
you
think
wish her to be hit by a car?
But
Christian, you hit Reese Witherspoon
you were the one
with
driving?
Your car?
No.
I love that you're like, I just look at the titles.
And then you're like, Reese Witherspoon hit by a car.
Yes.
Well, then I liked the next sentence. It says, Reese Witherspoon hit by a car while jogging.
Reese Witherspoon.
It's like your hit by a car.
This is the first line. This is the first line of the article. It says, don't worry, she's fine now.
Oh, good. Good. Did she get a black eye and broken nose?
No, it just said, but on Wednesday morning around noon, 11 a.m., which doesn't make sense, around noon, 11 a.m. She was out getting some exercise, typical Reese, when she was struck by a car, okay? And AP reports that the actress was, this is AP from the Wild Community Church.
Says, oh. The Associated Press.
AP reports that the actress was crossing a street and a driver of a vehicle, an 84-year-old woman,
was
driving
heart.
A car 20 miles per hour, failed to stop, and hit Reese Witherspoon.
Reese was just too tiny. The old lady couldn't see her.
Was Reese wounded?
She went to the hospital. No big, just a couple bumps and bruises.
No big.
But
NBG got hit by a car.
Have you? I have actually hit a person with my car.
Shut up. No. I have too. Oh my
God. You have?
What? Did you? Is that a first
Jane
time?
Jane just freaked out. I feel like this is the first time she's admitted to this.
And you're doing it on the podcast.
I just tapped her.
I hit a person maybe at 5 miles per hour, and as I hit them, they gave me the hands in the air. What the heck? And I was like, I am so sorry, dude. I just, my foot slipped off the brake. My bad. And he gave me the bird and walked away. So
I want to hear about Jane.
Yeah, Jane, give
story.
Us your story.
You just
Jane's
tapped him
out.
A bit?
It was a girl and I tapped her.
Was she
okay? Oh, she's laughing.
Jane
too
is
hard.
So embarrassed right now.
She's like clutching her neck and
fine.
Eyes.
Okay, this is what happened. I was making a right-hand turn onto a busy street going to work when I was like 20. And you know when you're like looking to your left, waiting for traffic, and then you go, I don't do this anymore because I made my mistake. And I go and I just tapped this girl walking across the street.
Because you didn't look right. You looked left, but you didn't look right.
I was like, oh my gosh, are you okay? And she's like, yeah, I'm fine. But there was a car of two boys in the turn lane who knew her. And they were like, oh, girl, you just got hit by a car. And I thought, oh,
that's like
crap.
A big rip.
The police are going to come.
Oh, girl, you just got hit by a car.
No, you didn't just get hit by that car.
They didn't care that she got hit by the car. Okay. It was like a joke to them that gotcha. I hit her. So then it was like, oh, yeah, I'll take my $10 later. You can just pay me for that later.
What? What?
Or
what
like they that? Paid you.
The
they
car,
paid you to
her
with the car.
Okay, okay. All right.
Missed that one.
So yeah, the police never came to my work, and
but now they're gonna come because you hit her, and now they know this on national TV.
That wait, what?
National radio,
national podcast,
national podcast,
international even if you want.
Yeah.
Well,
so wait, hey, so yeah. Who's on this week? Who we got? Who's the guest?
Jared Rumley.
He hasn't been on before?
Never been on before.
Really?
Yeah. Sorry.
I figured he would have been on like the first couple of weeks.
He's been really upset about
No, Kevin, that was me.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, he's been wanting to get on.
Yeah, he's
while.
Been wanting to get on.
Why,
for a while.
Why didn't you put him on?
I've been trying to get some
why
of the people that aren't on stage
why,
all the time.
Do you not like him? Or is he just
do you not? Do you think he's not okay?
Well,
for you?
That's a great transition, okay Kevin, because Jared Rumley is up next, all right? So enjoy some.
It's about time.
Enjoy some
Isley.
Some Isley, and we'll have Jared Rumley on the show. Kevin, thanks for being here.
You're welcome.
Isley.
I woke the dawn, saw horses growing out the lawn.
All right, welcome back to the Spoutcast, and we are here with a friend of mine, and in fact, a friend of everybody's here.
He's a friend of mine, too.
That's why he said
that's
everybody.
That's why I said a friend of everybody. And his name is Jared Rumley. Jared, how you doing today?
I'm doing excellent. Good to be here.
Yes, Jared, we ask all of our guests this when they come on the show for the first time. Have you ever listened to this show?
Long time listener, first time caller. Yes.
Long time listener?
First time caller.
First time sitter. First time in studio.
It all depends on how you define listening to a show. If it's segments of a show, then we're in double digits. If it's an entire show in its entirety,
maybe a one.
Maybe.
Fair enough. That's totally fair.
He subscribes and he has all of them in his iTunes. Is that correct?
And they all are marked as red.
There you go. Because that's your achiever coming out. Got to be red. Got to be done.
It's my foundation that I operate out of.
Mm-hmm. Jared, one of the reasons why we brought you on this show is so kind of we can expose kind of you and your ministry that you are doing. And so for starters, let's just bring all of our Spoutcast listeners up to speed. What do you do at The Well? How long have you been at The Well? Give us a bit of Jared Rumley history.
Well, historically, I've had a lot of job changes. I'm mm-hmm. in my sixth year at The Well, so moved out here.
Really?
Sixth year.
I think I told somebody, Jared's been here about 3 or 4 years.
Six years, moving on.
Wow.
Moved out here 1,800 miles away from my family and my wife's family in Little Rock, Arkansas. Mm-hmm. And I spent some time in Oklahoma. Came out as the missions director.
Yeah.
Which is really exciting. Held that job for about 4 months. And then they asked me to do community. So for the next 4 years, I did community, small groups at The Well. And then it was time to expand and launch a multi-site. And they said, who do we want for Clovis Campus Pastor? And they looked at me.
Wasn't there another campus in there that you're forgetting?
You're right. Old school, underground, Maple Creek. It was around for about 6 months. It was literally 2 blocks north of the North Campus.
You know what's funny is when I was on staff, the first Sunday I was on staff, Maple Creek was canceled. And so...
You're welcome.
But everybody had been saying, man, we got this whole multi-site plan. It's been going really well. It's been just like, it's just gangbusters. People are loving the multi-site. And then the week I get on staff, hey, we're going to cancel one of our multi-sites. Yeah. And I'm like, oh, I guess it's not going gangbusters, huh?
It wasn't gangbusters, but Maple Creek, they're are loyal and faithful people.
Right.
Part of Maple Creek.
So from Maple Creek, I know you did the North Campus for a while. Yeah. Then you transitioned into the Clovis Campus, like you were talking about.
Yeah, launched that almost a year ago.
And what's kind of this past year been like at the Clovis campus?
It's been crazy. We launched with about 500 people and a couple services so people could serve at one and worship at one, but it's been a lot of fun seeing what's happened there. It's located in a unique part of town there.
For sure.
On Shaw. There is right behind us is housing that is the only Section 8 housing in all of Clovis. So we get a wide variety of demographics and people there, all kinds of ages, all kinds of socioeconomic status, and it makes for an interesting Sunday, but a lot of fun.
Right.
Great conversations, good ministry happening.
I had the opportunity to teach at Clovis the week that I taught. And
summer teaching series.
Yeah, summer teaching. And Clovis was my favorite one to speak at between midweek, Clovis, and night
it's
at
probably
North.
Probably because the patio lights, they draw you in.
Really?
Yeah.
I think it's the neon light at the Clovis campus that draws me in. You know that
we don't
one?
Don't flip that on, but for special occasions.
That would bring the cool kids out.
It would.
So, so that's kind of been this past year for you. You guys have had kind of some staff transitions recently, I know about. Do you mind kind of updating us on that as well?
Well, the staff has grown because for the last 10 months, it was yours truly and Miss Sarah Wells that were the entire Clovis staff.
Holler.
Yeah.
Holler.
That was a shout out.
Right here. Thanks.
Is it referred to as a spout out here?
Oh.
Well, you know, someone said that a long time ago, but we don't use it all the time. But you can bring it back for us, Jared. Thank you.
I'm Captain Cliche, so it works. So we expanded the staff from Sarah and I here just this fall. We brought on Melissa Denisi in the form of spiritual formation as a woman's coordinator who is doing great things for us. And then, very excited, Greg Zuffalato came on staff with us here about a month ago, and he is the Clovis Spiritual Formation Director and in charge of kind of our groups and spiritual formation focus.
And spiritual formation, which, you know, we dialogued about earlier in our segment on kind of the, what's it called, sermon discussion. But for you, Jared, like what's kind of, what's been, I know it's just a lot of changes around The Well in general with the spiritual formation, but your role now has been a little bit more clearly defined at The Well as a campus pastor. What would you say your role is now?
I think it predominantly goes with shepherding the people. It's easy to be faced with the place on Sunday, which is one of our roles as campus pastor. But now we really get to get into the lives of our people, help with crises, help with encouragements. We don't just meet with people who are having train wrecks in their life, but people who are doing things well and try to develop them. I also get to handpick about 10 guys or so and start a multiplier group, hopefully turning in the discipleship factor and reproduction factor for them over the months. And
that's awesome. Are you doing that with Greg or just you?
Greg and I are both going to take multiplier groups.
Oh, nice.
So hopefully after a year, there's a group of guys ready to do the same, and it can just kind of continue forward.
And so you and Greg are really working, I guess, with Melissa and Sarah and Layla Granados on your staff as connections.
Right.
Yes.
She's in the campus support role, and she focuses on Clovis, which is awesome.
Right. And so for you and Greg, your kind of role now is less of kind of worrying about what's going on the campus, if the chairs are set up or whatever, but more like, let's focus on the people, kind of going back to this idea of one, right?
Yeah, there's a real genius in the design of campus support, people that come alongside and help us not worry about the logistics of a Sunday so we can focus on the people. But you're right, with a renewed focus on the one conversation, one experience, one moment, Greg and I get to focus on that with each and every person that comes our way.
Now, you mentioned this a little while ago, but you said you've had a lot of job transitions at the Well, and I've known you for a little while. We go to our Panda Express. What did you call
it? Pandemonium.
Pandemonium, is that? That's what we call it. I know you've gone through a lot of job changes, and you also kind of are a youth guy. Do you feel like this new role for you, and I've been feeling this for just a lot of the people on staff, I feel like this is a good spot for you on staff. This is a good transition spot.
Oh, definitely right now.
Yeah.
I think I'm approaching a sweet spot. Coupled with the opportunity to teach, I really enjoy that. And focusing just on the people is a strength for me and a team builder. So I'm really enjoying the season, where I'm at and where God has me, where the Well is and where we're headed.
And so when's the next time you're going to teach for us, Jared?
October.
For the spiritual formation thing right now with the anatomy
of
a disciple.
Brad's doing all the anatomy of a disciple, spiritual formation stuff. We're going to
sermon hog.
Yeah, I know. It's unbelievable. But, you know, he gets to carry that he's been out this summer with the summer teaching series. So when we start Corinthians in October,
yeah,
I'll get to jump in shortly after we do the overview and dive into that book. It's looking like about 50 weeks of Corinthians. So
50
I hope you're
weeks,
ready.
Huh?
Holy
wow. You heard just it here on the Spoutcast.
First Corinthians. And then maybe we'll dive into second.
We'll see how it goes. There's a lot of crazy things in Corinthians.
I'm excited about
guys
that.
Sleeping with their mom. Idols.
You were here, obviously, when we did the John series, right?
It was.
That was long, man.
63 weeks.
I enjoyed that
one. The process of belief. What was it called?
Progress of belief.
I didn't even go to the Well when you guys went through that.
I didn't either, and I didn't remember.
Yeah, we've done 60-plus weeks in Luke and 50-plus weeks in Acts, so we tend to get into a book and stay there for a while.
Yeah, so with you, spiritual formation, week one, how's job going for you?
Spiritual formation, week one.
Well,
he's
I guess
the campus pastor, not spiritual formation.
I guess I know, but like rolled this whole thing out, right?
Anatomy of a disciple.
So anatomy of a disciple. Everything
groups launching.
Rolling
I got
out.
You.
How you feeling?
Good. We're super excited.
Yeah,
we got about thanks to some calculations of Miss Sarah Wells.
I'm really good at that calculator.
We have about 73% of our campus involved in life groups, which
is
that's exciting.
Killer. Yeah,
73.
Yeah, that's...
We're really excited about it.
That was an emphasis and like
now,
almost a
I don't know
booyah.
If we can announce this here, but we're going to go for it, and then we can cut it out if you don't want it in. But there are some revamps happening to the Clovis campus,
there
correct?
There are. It is no secret.
All right.
The cat is out of the bag.
Can you give us a bit of a, you know...
Sure.
We're adding a disco ball in the middle of the sanctuary and...
Inflate
a
bouncy houses.
You can't see, but I am doing a disco
We figured, you know, the Ride a Pony in Clovis would be good for the kids, so we're
going to
install that, which will be excellent.
Zoo.
These are not serious Spoutcast listeners.
Snow cone machine.
I'd go to that campus if there was a snow cone machine.
Is there going to be a bounce house?
He's already said
potentially.
A
yeah.
Oh, all right.
And a water slide.
All right. Legitimately, what's happening? Though?
We went on for a while with that.
Legitimately, we're going to be doing some AV upgrades in the sanctuary primarily. So we're going to be building walls and moving lights and hanging lights and running sound. And we have a portable system in there now that's great and it works for us, but we need to get that stuff off the stage and create some environment where we can be a little more traditional. And
I got dibs
like
on that sound system for my house parties.
It's great.
You have house parties?
No house party rocks like a Pinedale house
That's
party.
Right.
I'm going.
Yeah, so we're doing sanctuary upgrades, and then in that too, we're going to build some rooms because our kids are through the roof. We almost have 200 kids at Clovis, so we need to build some space for them.
When's
to hang
that
out.
Happening? When's that going down?
Construction will start by 2012.
So man, I feel like that's a good like. You got 1 year of, you know, building foundation, being consistent, and then Bam.
Well,
we should get you in charge of like marketing something.
Yeah, I will.
If you haven't been to the Clovis campus at all, you really should come before we do the renovations.
So that you can see the before and after.
Before and after, because right now we have some rockin' lights that
patio
lights that Jared Rumley and another one of our pastors, Mike Sladen, put up, and they plug in and plug out.
Okay, but I have to say, I did call dibs on those.
Yeah, Jane officially called dibs.
Down, I called dibs.
And when we
do junior high group there last year, a light just randomly one day literally exploded on a kid and like fell down and like hit him on the head. And he's like, "What just happened?" You know, and Jeremiah and I looked at each other like, "Oh my gosh." Hopefully,
to Clovis.
Yeah. So, Jared, I am, kind of transitioning a little bit here. One of the first times Jared and I hung out pretty extensively was on a car ride to, I don't remember where we were going, but it was you and me and I think one other person. We were playing golf in Dinuba. Yep. And you were like, "Hey, Christian, I know you really like movies and you should totally start a blog." Now, I am not a good writer, okay? But Jared was like, "You should start a blog reviewing movies." And I was like, "Yeah, what should I call?" And so we were dialoguing back and forth. And do you remember what name you created for my blog?
I do. We called it Corny Reviews.
Corny Reviews, because, popcorn, corn, and I'm a corny person.
Got it.
Yeah.
Insert.
So I did that for about 1 year, and my blog is still up, but I never post on it. I'm not a good writer. I've defined.
I appreciate your scoring system, though.
Yeah. Very creative. You kind of helped me create that. So you get a small bag of popcorn if it's not a good movie, extra large bag of popcorn if it's a really good movie,
and free refills if it's a really really good movie.
That wasn't there.
Free
but
refills if you go on and you want to see it again.
Yeah, so maybe that's a good one. But Jared really helped. Let me create this whole system, and really Corny Reviews helped morph.
What?
Corny Reviews helped morph into kind of what is the Spoutcast now. Kind of just wanting to get my voice out there a little bit.
And you do review your movies on here
every once in a while, which is why we always have a few one and why movie things. And this is kind of Jared's on the show, and so we decided to do our favorite movie this summer and why. But Jared informed me this morning. He's like, "What'd you tell me this morning?"
You're going to be terribly disappointed. I have a 1-year-old at home along with a almost six-year-old, and so our movie watching is very limited, but I did see some summer movies.
Wait, before this segment might run long, but one time I was hanging out with Jeff Bachman and we were coming home from like a concert at Save Mart Center, and you sent Jeff a voicemail and you said, "Hey, just want to let you know Cooper had stepped in some paint and he ran all over your new house carpet. It's all over your carpet." That's and classic. Jeff was like, "Oh, I'm gonna kill Cooper!" so mad.
It was one of my better practical jokes.
That
I
was
on him.
So good, because me and Stacy were like, "Oh, Jeff's
pissed." Because if you know my son Cooper, it's not beyond him to step in totally some paint and run around a house with pressure.
Totally, it was really funny. So good practical jokes. So you only saw a couple movies, but out of the movies you did see, one and why? Favorite movie of the summer and why?
I was going to choose Cars 2, but. Ooh. Something inside me said, don't do it.
Do something inside you.
Meaning you earlier at your desk when you said. My
how about you them. Didn't, you mean you didn't choose not to do that because of the episode of the Spoutcast where Christian
like, I kind of
ripped it a new one?
Yeah.
May or may not be the reason why.
Yeah.
So I landed on, I liked one of the three movies I saw was X-Men First Class.
Yeah, that's a great movie.
It's a great movie. Good character development. I appreciated who they are and who they were.
Did you cry at the end?
No, I got sad, but I didn't cry.
Were you expecting the ending? That's my question.
It was a bit of a surprise. Bit of a surprise.
It's a bit of a surprise, but when you think about it, you realize, oh, duh, that's the ending.
Of course.
Yeah.
I haven't seen it.
Well, just,
we didn't give anything away.
We didn't give anything away.
Just to tell you, I haven't seen it. Don't.
It's just worth the ending, so you'll enjoy all the way through to get the ending.
I think it's at the $3 theater. Jane, why don't you hook us up with your one and why?
I don't remember the ending to the X-Men First Class.
Well, we're not going
to
spoil it, okay?
La, 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 la.
Yeah, off air. So what's your one and why here, Jane?
Okay, I'm just going to say it. So, a couple weeks ago, I went on my first by myself movie experience.
Woo!
It was phenomenal. I'm going to do that more often. And I saw Super 8.
Fantastic film.
Which I think,
film to see by yourself. Just going to be honest.
What does that mean about me?
I saw the movie by myself too, but it's
Are
awkward sitting
in
the theater.
It?
No, I'm done.
Okay,
I'm done talking.
Good. Yeah. quit it.
But tell them what you learned watching a movie by yourself.
I make a lot of facial expressions, which I already knew. My face tells everything about
how I'm feeling. Were you videoing yourself when you watch a movie?
No, but I'd be sitting there and I'd be making this face like, oh my gosh. And then I'd look over and think, there's nobody here that knows me. So I don't feel as comfortable expressing the way I feel through my face because everybody's going to think I'm a psycho person.
No, I'd usually think that on a pretty consistent basis.
Man, Christian.
About your own facial expressions or about
her facial expressions, yeah. I like that movie too, Jane, so I'm there with you. Super 8, incredible.
Okay, but what I liked was the whole thing of it. The experience, I liked my popcorn, I liked my Diet Coke, I liked putting
What
my
size bag up. Popcorn would you give that movie?
I got,
Bring it back around.
I would say half of a large.
So perhaps a medium?
Perhaps so was it eaten or taken out or spilled?
Maybe not a small medium and not a large.
A spilled large. A spilled large.
Do you know what I'm saying?
No, I get it.
Wait, I thought you were going to choose a different movie.
Well, that's the one she chose, Sarah. So,
that was totally different.
So, Sarah, why don't we go with your one and why?
Well, because me and Jane had this conversation. Like, is it a summer movie that came out this summer, or is it a movie that we saw for the first time this summer?
It had to have come out this summer.
Okay. When did Super 8 even come out?
This summer.
Oh, good. Yep. All right.
Because we had different answers for movies that we saw for the first time this summer. Because I'm going to say that anyways. My favorite movie I saw that wasn't in the theaters was Hot Rod. That was the first time I ever saw it this summer. But that's not my answer.
Okay.
Thank you anyway.
Yep, you're welcome. Captain America.
You are why, just sold Sarah? On your Captain America.
Why Captain America, Sarah?
I don't think I saw
just because the Fresno jokes?
No. Okay.
There was only one joke about Fresno.
There was the character from Fresno. Okay. I realized I didn't see that many movies this summer. Because I really liked that he was a hero because of his character, and he's made a hero because he was so noble and he had such a heart of gold. So I really liked that.
But he became a character only because he got beefed up by that machine.
Well, he only got rewarded with the beef.
Because he jumped on a grenade and because he wanted to save everybody.
I wish you guys could have seen Jared's face right now. He said it like so condescending. Oh, because he landed on a grenade.
So my
one why this summer
I was done talking about it, so you can go on now. Why don't you tell us your one?
My one and why this summer was a film that did not come out in theaters, but not in Fresno.
It had to come out of the theaters this summer.
Well, it did not come out in theaters in Fresno this summer, but it was a documentary called Exporting Raymond, and this movie was
talked about this in the Welly Deli.
Yeah, it was a movie about the producer, director, writer of Everybody Loves Raymond exported the show Everybody Loves Raymond to Russia. And trying to like basically explain why the humor in this show is really funny and the people in Russia should relate to it, but nobody got the movie and kind of hilarity in, or the television show and the hilarity ensued beyond that. You guys don't sound interested at all.
I'm not following you. Okay, so he sent it to Russia.
So he's trying to recreate the show in Russia in a Russian language, and they're hiring new people to play Raymond, his brother, and it's just like people don't get the humor that's in America, and so it's this disaster. It's just this train wreck that continues to go, and it's a fantastic documentary. You can
get
it on Redbox.
Because it just makes it even funnier.
It makes it even funnier, like when
British comedy comes our way.
Right. Did you guys know the number one show in Russia right now is The Nanny, but the Russian version of The Nanny
with Fran Drescher.
Well, but it's not Fran Drescher. So can tell their form of humor is not the greatest.
They're about a decade behind us.
Right, they are about a decade behind us.
All right. Sorry to all our Russian listeners.
Yeah. My bad if anybody's out there.
Was his name Raymond or was it something?
It was I can't think of it
Russian
right now.
Gurgle there.
All right, we also got some emails with the one and whys as well. And so I'm going to start with my email, and then we will kind of move beyond that. How does that sound?
That sounds great.
All right, so Jared's not going to read an email, but the three of us will read an email. Okay?
Sorry, Jared.
So first up is from a listener named Mindy Spencer, And Mindy Spencer is a new listener, okay?
Welcome to the show, Mindy.
We're so glad you're listening.
Mindy said that Monte Carlo was her favorite. No, and then she said, just kidding. she said her favorite movie of the summer and why is The Help, which actually has set a couple records for being on the top number one movie for so long. She said it really made me think, and she really enjoyed the movie. I have not seen The Help, so I cannot contest to whether it's good or not.
But I've heard it's a real tearjerker.
Yeah, well.
Yeah, one of our friends.
So is X-Men First Class.
Made her whole shirt wet from her tears.
Yeah, she's weird? Crying everywhere.
Might be a little weird. Just keep reading the emails. Keep
right,
going.
I have an email from Melissa Scroggin. She said, okay, first, before she says her one why, she right. says, okay, I didn't get this in before the State of the Church recap, but can we talk about Christian's Toby Mac look in the Red Vans story video?
From the State of the Church.
What?
It was
oh,
from the,
yeah. Well, I said before the
okay,
State of the
Church. Keep going, sorry.
Am I the only one who saw that attached as a picture of Toby Mac for reference?
I can put the picture on our Facebook, but it really does actually look like me.
You like, look like Toby Mac?
Just in, because I have that stupid hat on because I got a bad haircut.
Oh, yeah.
So, yeah.
You gonna drop some sweet rhymes right now?
Totally.
Toby right, cool. Mac.
Now, what'd she say about her movie? I think
all
she...
All right, my one and why... Harry Potter. It totally lived up to my expectations. I can't wait to see part one and two together.
Totally. All right. And Sarah, you have an email that is usually read by Megan, but you will take this email.
I'm sorry, Meg. And I'm sorry to our writer here because typically she reads it.
Yeah.
Hey, y'all. For this week's One and Why, I had to dig through my email archive. I remember on June 13th, the One and Why was something to the effect of, what summer movie are you most excited about? Do you remember my answer? Do you? Megan, do you remember what it was? It was Mr. Popper's Penguins. It was magical. Actually, no. It was really Fast Five. Cheers, Wes. Disclaimer, I have not actually seen either of these movies. I would never waste my time on such things.
So neither funny. Would I.
What? Oh, yeah, whatever. You saw both of them twice. Wes.
Thanks for emailing in, Wes. Hey, just to let you guys get a quick update. We've got some T-shirts. And
we
will be passing those out. Most likely next week. Hopefully that is the case. And we will give some t-shirts away to people who email in. So next week's One and Why, email us in with your favorite artist and why. Now, we've discussed this a little bit. It does not have to be defined as a painter or a drawer. Artist is a term that can be used widespread, okay? We don't want to define artist.
Art,
like a
it's subjective.
Of the spoken word.
Jared, I like that.
So, Jared, we've ran out of time. I'm sorry, but thank you for being here.
It's been a pleasure.
And if you guys want to find more about the Clovis campus, you can go to the Welcome
Community.
Yeah, he gave us the X-Men First Class.
Oh, I was
someone fell asleep over here.
No, I was waiting for you to talk about Cars 2, and then you only mentioned it and you kept, okay. Yeah.
But if you want to know more about the Clovis campus and what's haps, what the haps are over there, what's haps over there, you can go to wellcommunity.org and you can see Jared's beautiful, shining face on the website.
Which, according to Karen Price, was photoshopped, thank you very little, at St. The Church.
Well, I don't think it was photoshopped. You look that good, dude. You're good.
I appreciate it.
If you'd like to make an appointment with Jared Rumley, please email assistant at sarah@thewellcommunity.org.
Yeah, Jared, thanks for being here, man. I appreciate it.
Good to be here.
All right, up next, we're going to do some announcements, and then we'll close out the show. Back and our friend and yours, Sarah Wells, is going to give us some announcements. So, Sarah, why don't you go for it?
Hey, friends. I like that we're all friends.
Hey, I'm more of a friend with her than you are.
Yeah, Jane's friend first, roommate second. So, announcements. Oh, so what's going on this week at the Well? Academy and residency both start this week. If you are still interested in joining those, it's not too late. Go to the website and check it out, or call the church office, and you can definitely join residency or academy if you wish to do so. Also, I Am Jonah, the series that we went through last spring, is now available on DVD, and I believe the price is $35. $25, and those are available online or at the office or at your iHub on Sunday morning, or Sunday evening or Wednesday evening, depending on which service you go to, right. I suppose. And our final announcement is life groups start this week. And no, it is not too late to join a life group. If you're still interested in joining a life group, you can email lifegroups@thewellcommunity.org or check out the website and see what is open at your campus.
Thewellcommunity.org is
the wellcommunity.org.
Go for it.
Well, I was just going to talk about the Spoutcast.
Go for it. Why don't you just go talk about the Spoutcast?
I'm going to keep going. Okay. You can also find the Spoutcast at thewellcommunity.org. We have a little tab you can click on at the top. Click on media and then click on the Spoutcast. And also you can find us on Facebook at facebook.com/Spoutcast. You can also email us at spoutcast@gmail.com. It's not the Spoutcast.
You just butchered it. The Spout Podcast at gmail.com.
Oh,
the Spoutcast was taken. Spoutcast was taken. So just the spoutpodcast@gmail.com.
Wait, okay. But what if I want to call or text you? Can call. Oh,
we've got a phone number.
Yeah.
Can you tell me?
321-SPOUT.
Just save it as a favorite.
7768. Okay.
Also 7768.
Also twitter.com/thespoutcast. We got some t-shirts coming for everybody soon.
Everybody.
So yeah, with that, Kevin.
Yep.
Jane, thank you guys for being here.
Yeah, yep. You bet.
Yep.
And this is The Spout. We are out.